This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
Yahuwah and his son, Yahusha HaMashiach, that is Jesus the Christ that you know him as. This is the day that he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm your host, Apostle Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife, Lady Mildred Townsend. And together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration International Fellowship right here on KAYT 88.1 FM on your dial. We bid you Godspeed on this beautiful day. We're praying that everything is going the way you anticipate it to go. And it can go the way you anticipate it to go. You see, many times, brothers and sisters, we are our own self-defeating prophecies that are happening in our life. And once you can be learned how to shed the veil of despondency, the veil of decadence, the veil of inconsistency, once you learn how to get out of that mode, you will find yourself climbing up the ladder of, watch this, self-awareness of success. That's right. You're created in the image of the Almighty. You're created in his image and likeness. And one of the things that you have to understand is that being that you are created in his image and likeness, he's put a certain amount of spiritual power already inside of you. Now, yes, please don't misconstrue what I'm saying. Sin did enter into the world. Sin is nothing but disobedience of the Most High. And we understand that that happened in the beginning, the very beginning when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. We understand that. But that did not take away from the essence of your creation. You were created in his image and likeness. And what happened is that when you came into this life, you came in with some internal components that were meant to be dumbed down. As soon as you got here, as soon as you came into this world, you started the programming of the world. You forgot all of your heavenly attributes that you came here with. Some didn't forget. Some did forget. Some always looked outside the spectrum of this world matrix and knew that there was something far greater than they could ever anticipate. And that's the reason why you felt strange. You felt weird, if you will. You felt like you didn't mix in. You felt like you were the black sheep, because that essence of the Almighty was still crying out within the confines of your spirit man, trying to get you to understand that there's something greater to you than what you saw yourself as. I don't care about them calling you autistic or mentally challenged or any of that thing like that. Many of the greatest people, many of the greatest musicians, many of the greatest artists were labeled by men something other than normal. And you know what? Nothing that God created is normal. Did you hear me on today? You are not normal. You, brother, you, sister, you are not normal. Yes, you're made in the very expressed image of the Most High Yahuwah. You are made with a purpose. You didn't come here without a purpose. I don't care if your family came from the projects. I don't care if you were born into obscurity. I don't care if mama was a drug addict and daddy was a pimp. It matters not. You, in your timeline, have purpose. And that's the reason why you felt this inkling inside of you the whole time. You grew up in a family of maybe 10, 12 kids, and you just said, I know it's more to life than just this. And you know what? There is. And you know what that more to life was? Breaking out of this world system matrix that keeps you confined to a level of mediocrity. You see, being made in the image and likeness of the Most High has afforded you the opportunity to make the choice to make your way back to him. I often share this with the people. Beloved, when you came into this life, you were a spark of divine energy. And before you came here, before you set foot in your mother's womb, before you came from the loins of your father's a sac before that sperm raced up the canal to ignite that egg. Listen, you were a spiritual entity in the presence of the Most High. You've forgotten that. Because if you knew the divine power that resided inside of you, you would abuse it. You would be like the charlatans and the magicians of today. You would be abusing that power. You would be manipulating not only science, but you'd be manipulating other people's consciousness as well. Those are the ones that we call witches and warlocks of today. Those are the ones that seek to infiltrate your mentality and to use it for their own personal gain. But you, beloved, you know something different. You've always yearned to help people. Why do you think you feel that way? Why do you think you feel that need to reach out and help the underdog? Because that's the essence of the Almighty. And when he made you in his image and likeness, that was his purpose. To those of you out there today, we're just going to open up with a word of prayer. And we believe that when we pray, we know that the Most High answers prayer. As a matter of fact, it's already answered. If you can believe it and receive it, it's already done. That drug addict daughter, she's already saved. That son that's in gang warfare and drugs and alcohol, he's already saved. All you need to do is just start seeing it in your spiritual mind's eye. And you know the most important thing that you can do after we pray? Tell the Lord, thank you. Tell Yahuwah, thank you. Tell his son, Yahusha, thank you for the blood that covered my son while he was yet out there. Thank Yahusha for the blood that covered that daughter while she was still out there in prostitution. Thank them for the ones that was involved in all type of financial scams and schemes, and yet he protected them. Because he's waiting for them, just like you, to find their way back home. Gracious and eternal Father, he who was, is, and is yet to come, we thank you on behalf of the blood of thy son, Yahusha HaMashiach, that was shed on Calvary. We thank you that he died on the tree so that we may come back into the righteousness of Eden again. We thank you, O Lord, that even in our timeline, even out of all the crazy things that we were allowed to do, yet you have purpose for each and every one of us. Father, we're going to tell you thank you. And this might sound strange to some, but Lord, thank you for that retarded child right now. Thank you for that child that is a paraplegic right now. Thank you, Lord God, for that one that is nonverbal. Thank you for that one that can't walk. Thank you for that one that's confined to a wheelchair. Thank you. And I know that sounds weird, but when we go by what your holy word says, it says in all things, give thanks, for even they too have a purpose. And we pray, oh Lord, that you will help us to not just judge circumstances and situations, but realize that you have created us all for your good pleasure, however you decided for us to be created. Yes, some were created that way because of the drugs that the mother take. Yes, but it couldn't come past without your approval. Yes, some couldn't walk. Some were born with spinal injuries, but yet they could not come forth without your approval. Yes, Lord, some came forth without all of their members, all of their limbs, but they still could not come forth without your approval. And for that reason, Lord, we thank you for those that have come that way. To that mother that's taking care of that dyslexic child, Father, we pray that you will just help him to find, or help her to find, their purpose. For you have purpose for all of them. You have purpose for all of us. And we pray in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach that you will help us to find our way back to you. That the timeline that you have written, O Lord, that we will not deviate from it, and that we will help our other lost brothers and sisters make their way back to their heavenly abode. These blessings we ask and we do receive in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, that is Jesus the Messiah. And we call it done. And it is so in Yahusha's name. So if you've just tuned in, we thank the Most High for you tuning in. This is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, with the Moments of Inspiration International Fellowship right here in Pineville, Louisiana. And we're just delighted to come to you today, wherever you might be, in your hospital rooms, your places of confinement. You might be riding up and down the highways. You might be just at home listening. You might be listening to us via the internet. In any event, we thank the Most High for you. And we're just thankful for all of the things that he has done, all of the things that he is doing. We're just thankful and appreciative. And today what we'd like to do is share something with you. And what we're going to be talking about today is a scripture coming from the book of Jude and why it is important. And a lot of things we didn't understand, you know, that were biblically shared with us. But this is the reason why the Ruha HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, came so that we can be brought back into the realization as to how to please our Heavenly Father. One of the most important things, beloved, that you will ever encounter. And once you can grasp this, in spite of what you're going through, I know you got bills, and it seems like the bills are running you crazy, and you got children that are not acting right, but I've got to be honest with you. Everything that you're going through is a product of your thought process. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know. You're made in the image and likeness of God. The Bible says God allowed good and evil to be created. And you know what? God is expressing himself through you. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Everything that you are encountering, now it's your choice. He's given you the gift of life and how you choose to take that life. If you will take that life and use these words will be the beginning of steering you back in the right direction. These words will be the words that will break the yoke of despondency, the yoke of disbelief, the yoke of just being lonely and feeling all decadent and feeling melancholy. If you were to say these words and mean these words from the top, bottom, and middle of your heart, beloved, they're simple words, and they're right in your Bible. They're right in your Bible. They're right in the book that you read every day. But those words kind of go over you because they just seem like a story. But there is momentum to these words. There is substance to these words. There's power to these words that I'm going to share with you that you've already read. And you know what those words are? Not my will, but thy will be done. That sounds simple, but it's realistic. Not my will. Yes, whatever it is you desire to be in life, you can be. You can be anything. You can be a star NFL football player. You can be a Hollywood movie star. You can be whatever, a world-class scientist, whatever you so desire to be, you can be because you are made in the expressed image of the Most High Yahuwah. And most of that revolves around the gift that he gave you, whether you're saved or not, whether you're Holy Ghost filled or not. That same essence that he birthed inside of you is still prevalent today. You know what it is? You have the power to do just what he done. It wasn't enough to thinking about being prosperous. It wasn't enough to think about being wealthy or whatever the things that you desire in life. But because you're made in his expressed image and likeness, it wasn't enough for him to think the world into existence. He could have. But he left an example. He left a spiritual universal blueprint for you and I to encounter in our life. Until we make that conscious decision to surrender our life totally over to his purpose and plan. And you know what he did? He said, let there be. And every time you hear the words, life and death are in the power of the tongue. You can be whatever you want. You can be the most detestable person. You can be a pimp. You can be a con artist. Whatever you want to be. You can be a Bumpy Johnson or Frank Lucas. Whatever you desire to be. You can be a Al Capone. Whatever you desire to be, you can be because you are made in the expressed image, the expressed spiritual and physical image that the Most High has given you the ability to be. But it is imperative, just like those of you that saw the movie, The Book of Negroes, where the setting and scenario opened up in the motherland, Africa. And there was this father and mother, and he took his little girl and he taught her English in a land where they didn't speak English. And he taught her the skills of going out in the woods. And one of the most touching moments of that particular movie was that he told his daughter, he said, now, I'm going to take you out in the woods. And he says, you've been making your way back because I was with you. He said, but I'm going to take you out there. And then he blindfolded her. And he spun her around in circles. And he said, don't take the blindfold off until I tell you to. And he left her with these most important words. Now, in the movie, it might have seemed dramatic. It might have seemed emotionally touching, if you will. But it was revelation. You see, when you're not plugged into this matrix, you see things differently. Your whole mind frame, when you watch movies now, you're not watching them for entertainment. You're watching them for revelation. Because that's who you are. You are living revelation. And he said these important words to his daughter. He said, always find your way back home. And those are the words, beloved man, beloved woman, beloved child. I don't care what you're going through. You might be in the hospital, but those words are still been resonating in your spirit from the very foundation of your existence into this life. Find your way back home. And when she took the blindfold off, fear tried to grip her. Fear did come over her. But she remembered the words of her father. What about you today? Those words are still burning and resonating in your spirit, man. Find your way back home. Yes, maybe you've been successful out there selling dope. Maybe you've been successful out there on the whole stroll, pimping and all of that. But yet in your spirit is resonating these words. Find your way back home. Yes, you've been a successful pastor and you've manipulated the people. You've made merchandise off of them using the word of God. And yet those words are still resonating in your spirit, man. Find your way back home. If you just tuned in, this is Moments of Inspiration. International Fellowship with your host, Apostle K.L. Townsend, with the Moments of Inspiration Ministry right here in Pineville, Louisiana. If ever you are in need of guidance, if you're in need of healing, if you're in need of revelatory knowledge concerning the things of God, well, I would certainly love to invite you and yours to our church service every Sunday at 12 o'clock noon, 1400 College Drive. Beloved, I would that they may prosper and be in good health. You know, when you hear the word healthy, do you know the hidden revelation in that? When you take that word and you break the word healthy down, you know what words you get? I know you've been watching it. This is the reason why when you start to unplug from the matrix, you start to see things differently. You start to analyze. You become more analytical when you start to unplug from the matrix, when you start to unplug from religiosity, when you start to unplug from the diversity of denomination and organization. You start to see things differently. Take the word healthy, and what do you get? Heal thy. And I like to put the ending to that. Self. Heal thyself mentally. Heal thyself spiritually. Heal thyself physically. with those words, not my will, but thy will be done. And I guarantee you, when you make that proclamation, you will find yourself deviating from a lot of the junk food that holds us captive, a lot of the alcohol that holds us captive, a lot of the cigarettes and the blunts and the marijuana that holds us captive, a lot of the pornography and all the illicit sex that holds us captive. You will find yourself making your way back home. Because now you're no longer relying upon the natural. You're relying upon the supernatural. You see, when you say, not my will, but thy will be done to your ordinary self, you're calling upon the extra that the Master Almighty has provided, which takes you from a realm of being ordinary to extraordinary. How is it you can stop drinking without going to Alcoholics Anonymous? Because you've added the extra. How is it you can stop snorting the cocaine and without going through withdrawal? How is it you can stop snorting the blows and shooting up the heroin without going through withdrawal? Because you've added the extra. How is it your marriage can miraculously come back to life? Because you're not focusing on the ordinary. You're focusing on Yahuwah's extra. If you'd like to call in, 877-464-2500 is the number to call. 877-464 is the number to call. We'd like to hear from you. If there's something that you would like to share, if there's something that you would like to share with. But I tell you what, we're going to be going to the Word of God as well. We're going to be going to the Word of God. We're going to be going to the book of Jude today. The first chapter of Jude. We'd like to share that with you. The first chapter of Jude. It's imperative. It's very important, beloved people of the Most High God, that you understand God loves you just the way you are. You messed up. You jacked up. But he loves you. Now, he's not going to let you keep coming that way to him because he's devised a better way out. The question is, will you take it? You're stranded in a boat. And the helicopter comes and tries to rescue you. But because you're stuck in the matrix, you say, I'm waiting on Jesus to come. Huh? Then he sends somebody else in a boat. But because of religiosity and because of denomination and organization, you say, I'm waiting on Jesus to come. And yet, you pass them by too. Then finally somebody else is coming. You said, I'm waiting for Jesus to come. Only to find out that he has sent you help in so many ways because you're plugged into the matrix. And because you're plugged into the matrix, you don't know how to set yourself free with the help that he sends you. You see, we're all connected in so many ways. We're all connected, beloved, in so many ways, and God uses so many avenues and revenues to help get us back to the place where we need to be. And look, all you need to do is say those words. They're not magic. There's nothing mystical about them. One of the things I can tell you again, because you're made in the expressed image of God, most of what you're going through right now, you've brought it into your life. You've spoke many things into your life and you don't even know it. You've spoken so many wonderful and so many terrible things into your life until many times we have sabotaged our own success because, you know what, we're up today, down tomorrow, we're in today, we're out tomorrow. And when we continually functioning like that, we become discombobulated in our faith. You know what? It takes a lot of faith to be a drug addict out there. It takes a lot of faith to go out there and be out there all night long knowing that you can get killed. Knowing that somebody can give you some fentanyl. It takes great faith to just say, well, hopefully this won't be my last hit. It takes faith to do that. But it also takes faith to realize that God has greater purpose for your life. And if you will stand in that, and this is where we, the disciples of Yahushua HaMashiach, comes in at. We have got to help the people understand because a great deficit has taken place since he made his arrival on the scene and has gone back. The word is called infiltration. Demonic activity has infiltrated the body of Christ. It has done it from a denominational level. It has done it from an organizational level. It has done it from a social level. Listen, all of these things that seek to keep you weak and decadent in the things of the Most High have infiltrated. And you know what? Many of the devils out there are using the word grace to keep you weak. There was nothing weak about the gospel of Yahushua HaMashiach. There was nothing weak about it. It was with power and demonstration. Something that we don't see too much of today, because you know what? Everybody has adapted this mentality. Every man for himself, but yet God for us all. That is what we are experiencing today. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. Yahushua HaMashiach said it this way. He said, they will know you are my disciples. He never said they'll know you're my Christians. That word was created from a Roman perspective. And they took that word Christian and they canonized it to keep you weak, to keep you from functioning the way that Yahuwah wanted you to function, wanted you. Now, this is going to hurt just a little bit. This is going to hurt, but it's the truth. How could the same man that taught you the word while you were on that plantation, the same man that told you that Jesus Christ has got a home for you in the sweet by and by, the same one that told you after all of your suffering and laboring, God is going to put you in a mansion. And then that same man who gave you the word would beat you like a dog. Just a little food for thought, because this is Black History Month equally as well. How could that same man tell you, servants, obey your masters, for this is the perfect will of God? Something ain't right, because they too have strayed from the truth. So now, as we go back to the book of Jude, if you will, and you can call in any time, 877-464-2500. 877-464-2500, if you'd like to call in. Yeah, if you'd like to call in, 877-464-2500. The book of Jude, because you know what? This is like telling us to find our way back home, because, look, many times traps are set. But this is the reason why we, the body of Christ, need discernment like never before. Remember when the sons of Yahuwah began to present themselves before the Most High. And they did this at certain intervals of time. And who was with them sticking out like a sore thumb? You see, Yahuwah is telling us that we must have discernment in today's society too. Listen, we need discernment in our church services. We need discernment in our prayer services. We need discernment in our homes, in our marriages, in our schools, in our higher institutions of learning. We need discernment, people of the Most High. It is imperative that we have discernment. When Satan was walking along there, Yahuwah said, wait a minute, these are the sons of God. But he stuck out like a sore thumb. Such is not the case today, because everyone is jumping. Everyone is shouting. Everyone is halabashata. Everyone is doing it. And so therefore, we don't have the discernment that we need. But the beloved Apostle Jude is bringing us back to clarity and understanding. And that's what I like about the Most High. He also seeks to bring us out of the religious matrix that keeps us from seeing the element of what true salvation is all about. There's nothing weak about you in Christ Jesus. There's nothing weak about that. It's power and demonstration. This is why the Apostle Paul summed it up when he said, I did not come to you with the excellency of men's speech. What are you talking about? I didn't come with the theological understanding. All right, I'm going to go to the prayer line. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Calling from Memphis, Tennessee. This is Ricky Jemison of Townsend and Jemison Live Talk Show. How you doing, sir? Just wanted to peep in right quick.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. We're glad that you peeped in. How's things in Memphis, Tennessee?
You know, everything is about as good as it can be right now. You know, I'll say that. I-